When it comes to opposition to proposed frack gas pipelines across the country, one of the best organized grassroots movements is based in the hill towns of rural Northwest Massachusetts. For over a year, property owners, local officials, the president of the state senate, and major environmental groups have all intervened in the permitting process for a pipeline with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Opponents maintain that the Tennessee Pipeline Company's Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline isn't needed or wanted to bring frack gas from Pennsylvania through New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, which they say will be exported to eastern Canada. In November, Kinder Morgan, Tennessee Pipeline's parent company, filed information with FERC indicating the company may want to use a substantial percentage of the gas to feed a massive gas-powered electric power plant that could be built somewhere along the proposed pipeline route. More than 1,700 interveners have filed their opposition to the pipeline with FERC, which may be the largest number for any proposed pipeline. Hattie Nessel, who's 77 years old and a pipeline opponent, was struck with the idea of organizing a three-day walk over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend from the site of a proposed gas compressor station in the town of Northfield to the site of a planned pipe storage facility 34 miles away in Plainfield. In less than a month, with no formal meetings or budget, and despite naysayers who doubted anyone would march for 3 days in mid-January's frigid temperatures, more than 100 people marched at least part of each day, from babies in strollers to octogenarians. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus participated in the walk to learn firsthand from the mostly local residents about their concerns, and spoke with Hattie Nessel at the end of the second day of the walk. Here Nessel explains why she took on the project and what defeating the pipeline will mean for residents and the environment of the area she calls home.
If you really read and study Martin Luther King's life and his thinking and his commitments, he didn't always do what was popular. He didn't always do what people thought he should do. He did what was some inner light guided him to do. He followed his inner light. And I just put this out to people because my inner light said we should take this three-day walk to commemorate him and to fight the pipeline and put the word out there about the pipeline. Hundreds of people have walked. They've supported the walk. They've cooked for the walk. They're putting us up at night. Every need is met. It's just a beautiful explosion of people coming together, young children, young mothers, older people, whatever, to do this work to stop the pipeline. And I'm sure that Martin Luther King's vision would have included the destruction of the earth as a real human rights violation and a lack of democracy. And those were things that really were important to him.
The Kinder Morgan pipeline, just trace the path from where it enters Massachusetts and where it leaves and, you know, what people are doing to oppose it and why.
Yeah, first of all, it comes up from the fracked fields of Pennsylvania, the Marcellus Shale, and the fracking process is very devastating to people. So that's part of the problem. And it's devastating to the workers. They're inhaling all kinds of carcinogens and methane that's very bad for the environment. Wells have been destroyed. People are getting really sick around in Pennsylvania, which is where I'm originally from. And then it goes up through New York by pipe, and they want to come through Massachusetts with a pipe load of this fracked gas. So on many different levels, we don't want this gas. We have all kinds of laws and constitutional amendments that say that protected land, conserved land should be protected. It should not be destroyed. And this company is just in it for the profit. We would have to pay for it. We'd have to pay for the litigation, whatever was going on. Our housing values would be destroyed. But the worst thing is species habitats would be destroyed. Our waterways would be destroyed. Our forests would be cut down. We would no longer be the same area, a rural, beautiful, pristine area that we were if the pipeline were to come through.
So when you were walking, the path of the pipeline goes right over or right through a lot of land that's in conservation, and that's illegal, right?
Something like 1,000 parcels would be impacted. So we really want to stop the pipeline to avoid that kind of destruction. We value our lands. We value our quiet rural life. People are really very fraught over the idea that somebody could have an easement through their property very close to their house or their fields, their organic farms, their cow pastures, whatever. We also have a lot of legislators that are really with us. They live in these rural areas, several of them, and they listen to their constituents' concerns, and they are in there trying to stop it also. It's a very fraught process for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. They have every right to just go right ahead and permit this application without a lot of information and a lot of specific information, they have a lot of outdated information. They submitted it with 30-year-old maps, which don't apply to our communities anymore. People are really upset about this. So there's a lot of activism in Massachusetts to stop this pipeline, and we might do it. We just might do it.
That was Hattie Nessel, organizer of the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Walk to Stop the NED Pipeline in western Massachusetts. For more information on the pipeline protest, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.